Good evening and welcome to the Agar Meditation. And today we have a repetition of something that we did many months ago. And this is primarily meant for our emotions. Many of us have taken to meditations, but there is one thing that continues during our day with the people who are very close to us. We expect them to understand us. We expect them to listen to us. We expect them to relate to us. We expect them to see our point of view. And when that doesn't happen, then we start getting upset. And when we get upset, then there are emotions that rise from within. Emotions are of agitation, frustration, irritation, and also maybe of sadness. But what most of us don't realize is that when we exhibit these emotions, they directly impact on the fruits of our sadhana, which means that no matter how much sadhana you have done, if these emotions take root, then they eat into your sadhana. So literally 3 months of your sadhana is lost every time you get angry. And that's how heavy these emotions are. So it takes a great deal of responsibility and a great deal of reflection for us on our part to make sure that we do not allow these emotions to surface, which means that you have to be really cautious to know where you will participate, what kind of conversations you're going to include yourself, you're going to help the others win, only because it's simply not worth giving your time and energy to these conversations. So all of them will bring peace to you. So there are three primary aspects or emotions that we are focusing on. One is reflection. Everything that you see, everything that happens to you, like it or not, want it or not, is primarily a reflection of your own inner beingness. All the unconscious emotions that you are carrying is what brings to you all these people and all the experiences that you are carrying with them. So reflection is one thing. The other thing is, the other aspect is reaction. Everything that you react to comes back to you. It just amplifies. And every action that you're seeing outside, anything that you're seeing outside, all the wars, all the murders, all the robberies, everything that you see outside is primarily a reaction, which means that it is just replaying what is happening inside of you. This means that, it doesn't mean that what is happening outside is right or wrong. Yes, of course, karmically it is not a right thing to happen. But if you are paying attention to that, it's only because there is a reaction happening within. It's only this reaction that brings you these experiences to even for you to focus on them. And everything that you hear, all the sounds, all the words, all the syllables, everything that you hear essentially is a resound. Everything that you hear is a resound, which means that everything that is angry, sad, or whatever you're looking at is primarily a resound. It's not something that nature decided to give you. You are hearing this only because you have something inside of you that wants to clear itself. And that's the reason why these sounds are being heard. So around about 50 years of your living, when you have crossed around that age, all the past that you've lived begins to come back to you for resolution. These are the memories that you've been holding on to. They may be immediate past, they may be 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. All these memories will start coming to you for resolution. It'll take years for you to start releasing all of this before you have released everything. The primary reason why this is coming is because nature indicates that you will be gone in maybe 10 decades or 1 decade or 2 decades or 3 decades or maybe 4 or 5 decades you'll be gone. So it's time to start. The time to start to release everything that you've been holding on to. And that's the practice of Mahopeksha that we've always discussed with you. Such a powerful practice which is meant to release every little baggage that you've been carrying. The reason why we have to do this is primarily because if we carry even one grain of animosity inside us, then we'll have to come back in this world to release all that we've been carrying. So even if you carry that one grain, you'll be sent back to release all that you've been carrying. So we don't want to come back. At least some of us don't want to come back, and some of us really want to come back, and we believe that we want to finish off everything that we are not able to do it, not able to accomplish. So welcome to the session. So now we will start off two things. One is we'll do the Agar meditation, the maypole meditation, and the second thing that we will do is to focus on this reflection, reaction, and resound, and how to maintain that awareness so you do not give in to this. What's more important is to stay consistent. Getting there is never a difficult job. Getting to anywhere is not a difficult job, but staying there consistently is the challenge. And that's what we are going to focus on today. So now let's begin. I want you to think, imagine, visualize, or feel that you are sitting in the center of a golden circle of light. The size of the circle is as wide as your outstretched arms with fingers extended. In your inner scene, see a tall pole with many different colored ribbons hanging from a sphere at the top, which represents your higher consciousness. And now, in your inner scene, see yourself getting up from your seat, walking up to this pole, and hold on to a ribbon of whatever color that appeals to you. And walk back to your seat, connected by this ribbon, as if it were a telephone connection between you and your higher consciousness. Now, ask the higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its relaxing energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any clutter, any anxiety, any anger, any frustration that you may be carrying in any part of you, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other, for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its healing energies. We all need healing, whether it is physical, mental, emotional, or any other. Breathe in this healing energy. And as you breathe out, let go of all pain and distress that you've been carrying all these years, any anger, any anxiety, any frustrations, any irritations, any agitations that you may be carrying, or any anger for that matter that you've been carrying. Release all of those. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its cleansing and purifying energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of all negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative memories, negative experiences that you may be carrying in any part of you for 2 or 3 breaths. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its strengthening energies. Breathe it in. As you breathe out, let go of any fatigue, any tiredness, or even a sense of weakness. Now, ask your higher consciousness to send to you through the ribbon its unconditional love, which is completely accepting and non-judgmental. Breathe in this divine love. And as you breathe out, let go of everything that prevents you from receiving this precious gift. Let go of any guilt, a sense of low self-worth, and low self-esteem. Continue to receive this love, and when you breathe out, release everything negative from the past. Come back to conscious awareness and slowly open your eyes. Reflection, reaction, and resound. These are the 3 things that we have to handle in our lives. The very purpose of our existence in this world is only to learn about ourselves, learn about all the baggages that we are carrying so that we can release all of it. And what better way can it happen than life actually reflecting it back to you and showing you all the reactions, that actions that you need to mend, and also bring to you all the sounds, all the vocabulary, all the words that you have to transform within yourself. It's such a fantastic model that nature has created, and all that we have to do is to learn how to do this, how to work with our reflections, our reactions, and all the sounds that we hear. So first and foremost thing, if we look at reflection, for example, we have in our mind the concept of good and bad, right and wrong, true and false. We have to learn to rise above this. The way to work with it is to just observe, identify, and say that, okay, so this is how the person chooses to behave, and then move on. And you have to choose whether you want to continue to interact with this person or not. To give you an example, let us say somebody stole something. Why would anybody steal? There is a certain habit of stealing, is one possibility. The second possibility is the need the person has, and he has no money, and that's why he steals. Why would anybody speak harshly? The only reason is the person does not have enough self-worth. The person does not care about being calm. So he uses all his strength to get out of that calmness. get out of that peace. And he wants a reaction. He pulls you into a reaction. And the feelings that you carry, if they are going to sway according to his reaction, that's what you need to learn to deal with. It's because now you may have moved on. Habitually, you might still be there, but from perspective of karma, you might have moved on. So, which is why it's important to just focus on releasing everything that you've been carrying. So, focusing on releasing the reflections. And when you release a reflection, it will not make any more sense to you. You would have seen, many of you, why you would engage in arguments. Now you don't see a point in engaging in the argument. You say that I don't want to engage in this argument. I just don't want to participate. Many of you would have grown into that state. The same thing happens with reaction and resound. All of them are just reflections that we are going through in our memory. And these are the ones that trigger. So every anger, every anxiety, every frustration, every irritation, every agitation, and every unhappiness that you experience is primarily occurring because of what your unconscious memory is projecting. And what you have to do is to learn to observe. All meditations are primarily just observing. You're just going to observe, observe, observe. That's the name of the game. It's just observation. Do not even for a moment believe that anything that's going on outside is not for you. Everything outside is for you, not for you to focus on, but for you to observe. It's very clear. So you just need to observe everything that's happening, everything that you're listening to. And someone is complaining, just observe. Just observe. If you are a person in authority, and if there's something that you can do about it, you can just write down what the person needs, not what the person wants. You can write on what the person needs and then do likewise and have it executed so that the person can get what he needs. But if you're not not the person of authority, and if you're a person who can be influenced, then it's even more important for you to observe what is being thrown at you. Do not even for a moment pick it, because if you have to pick it, then you have to do something with it. So the easier task is to just observe and not do anything about it. So we will do a small exercise here, and I want you to then give me a feedback of what happened. I want you to imagine a projection screen. And in front of the projection screen, you're watching one of the scenes that has happened, that has occurred recently, one of your experiences that occurred recently. So go ahead, look at the screen and observe one of your recent experiences that has caused some disturbance in you emotionally and mentally. I'll give you a minute or two for you to get to this evaluation, get to this imagination. As you're looking at this experience, I want you to just give me a show of hands. How many of you currently are feeling disturbed. With a show of hands, yes. Okay, now I'll give you a very simple thing to do, a very simple task. Now you see, I want you to now take one step back. Take one step back and see yourself sitting there and watching yourself in the experience. And now I want you to just pull yourself, the one that you're seeing sitting and watching, I want you to just hold yourself by the hair and pull yourself out of the scene. And I want you to pull yourself in the scene by the hair and pull yourself out of the scene. I'll repeat. I want you to take one step back and see yourself watching the experience. And you are the experiencer in the projection screen. So I want you to just hold the watcher, the observer, and pull the person out of the out of this scene that you're watching. And I also want you to pull the experiencer, the experiencer, out of the experience. I want you to do that and just observe this, the same scene, continue to observe it for another 2 minutes. Okay, now with a show of hands, let me know how many of you are still upset. Is there anyone still upset? And now with a show of hands, you can let me know how many of you are not able to watch the scene, not able to see the scene, are not able to relate to it. What about the others? How many of you are not able to relate to the feeling anymore? There's only one person who has raised their hand. What about the others? Okay, feeling good now. Nice. Okay, so. All right, so pulling yourself out of the scene makes you feel better, but you're going back there again and again. Yes, that's the habit. That's the habit. The habit is that you're falling back into your practice of indulgence, because when you experience pain, within a short span, pain becomes more familiar. So you just go back to pain. And it's like, there's no point explaining yourself, but you will still go there and ask, why are you doing this to me? I feel so miserable. Why are you doing this to me? If the person knew that he was doing this to you, he wouldn't start doing it. He wouldn't continue doing it. Most people are ignorant of their actions, ignorant of what they speak, and ignorant of what they use their senses for. They're just ignorant. And when people speak, they are ignorant of how they are speaking. In fact, after I got married, it took me 10 years to even realize, 10 years, it took me 10 years even to realize that I was loud. 10 years, that's how deep that habits run. So, but then I had to work with myself so that it wasn't easy. I had to work with myself so I can start reducing my volume. Because what I was habitually connected to, the loud way of speaking, was something which was so familiar to me, so familiar that I thought it was normal. Well, it was after my wife telling me for so many years that I realized that that was not normal. In fact, I would ask, I'm not loud. And I was asked that loudly. So we all do this. We all are constantly watching our reflections and getting upset. And we are reacting to them. So you must know that when you're reacting to these tantrums from others or these reflections, and if when you react, you just are creating more karma. You have to stop creating more karma because you don't want to come back. Right? So that's the most important part. So reflection. Now reaction, everything that you're seeing outside, traffic, for example. When you are amidst people, for example, people are constantly in a mode of reaction. Constantly. For one of the simple examples of reaction, let me give you. You are in a family and there are certain conversations. I want you to observe, is your mind preparing the answers of what you must speak, whether it is at work or whether it's in a meeting or whether it is a conversation with a family member? Is your mind constantly preparing, wanting to answer? That's a reaction. That's a reaction. So even before the question comes, you are constantly preparing an answer. You have to reduce this, you have to cut this habit of silent reaction where the mind silently is preparing for answers. So you have to let go of that. You have to work on yourself constantly, continuously to let go of that. That's what the Mahopiksha practices. This is why the Mahopiksha practices is given, that you work on every single thing that is not you. Every single feeling, every single emotion, every single memory, every single experience, every single judgment, every single criticism that you have done all these years has to be released. And only then you're going to be free. You're not going to be free otherwise. So you need to do a lot of work. There's a lot of continuous work that is required to be done. Every single day, you have to do this. Start today by working on one feeling. Don't search for it. They will occur because nature wants you back. You have separated yourself like a drop of water hanging in midair, and gravity will just make you fall back into the puddle or into the river or into the ocean. But during that moment where you're hanging in air, you are believing that that's your reality. And all the coldness that you experience separated from the source. The wind makes you dry and cold. The heat makes you evaporate. It makes you feel tired. And the water just seems to add to your mass. But none of it is real. None of it is true. It's just a mirage, a reflective experience that you're having all the time. But you are just that river, that ocean. You're not that droplet. The droplet is having a temporary experience, and just the way you are having a temporary experience. So consistently focus on this reflection, reaction, and resound. Always, what's the reason I'm feeling like this? But don't beat yourself up. Don't feel guilty. That's not how it's done. What you have to do is to just accept that, oh my God, I thought I was done, and this wicked mind has brought it back again. I thought I threw them away. You know, sometimes kids do that. You throw something away and they just go out and say, oh, I found it, and they carry it back into your home. So you just have to just discard them, and discard them for good, not to pick it up once again. That is the practice. And consistently, and it's only by consistent practice that you are going to keep erasing parts of the reflection, the reaction, and resound, which you assumed to be the real you. The way to do that is the Mahabhiksha practice. So when you do the practice, you will free yourself for good. Many people are not practicing enough, but simply because they feel they've done a lot. I've done a lot of work today. I don't have the time to practice. Oh, I already did it once today, so maybe I will resume it tomorrow. So don't postpone anything for tomorrow. We never know when our exit is. We have to do while it is possible. While it is possible. That discipline is very important. If you didn't carry the discipline of just releasing all the judgment that you're carrying, then just do it today. Start doing it today. Start releasing today. Don't stop until you're done. It'll come back to you every single day. You just have to start. And it'll all start coming back to you. Release me, release me, release me, release me. Everything will start coming back to you for release. And you just have to just observe and do the Mahabhiksha practice and release. Go on releasing every single thing. And you will see many of the habits that you never thought were connected will drop off. It will just drop off. I keep working on it every single day. And I'll tell you two habits that dropped off, which seemed completely unconnected. And one of them was sugar. One day, I just didn't want it. I didn't need it. And all the sweets, all the man-made sweets, just stopped with that. Sugar and man-made sweets, they all stopped. No more cravings. And the second thing was hot water. I no longer need hot water to bathe. And that craving for hot water, that craving to enjoy that hot water bath, simply ended. But if you look at the experiences that I was working on, and these two habits, they simply don't seem to connect. But deep inside, there is a reason why we do what we do, because they are nothing more than reflections, reactions, and resound. You will see words that you will drop out of your dictionary because you no longer feel a need to use them. you will see that you no longer wish to see certain experiences, certain happenings, because you no longer feel connected. Not that you get disturbed, but you no longer feel connected. So everything that you are connected to, everything that draws your attention, is happening only because there is still something that you need to clear from your unconscious memory, from your repository of experiences. There is no other reason why anything occurs in your life. There is no other reason. All separations, all coming togethers, everything for that matter, has a reflection, reaction, and result. So Mahapeksha is the way to start working on it. Please start doing it every single day, and you will see how it transforms you. How many of you here have done the Mahapeksha and felt a difference? Can you give a show of hands? Okay. Rebecca, can you unmute and share, what did you experience? What transformation did it do to you?
Hello?
Yes, Rebecca. We can hear you.
Hi, Douglas.
Good evening.
Good evening. So I became more aware. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize so many things were internally still there. And as I used to write, because writing is a part of the process, more and more came out that I didn't know I even remembered. And that was it made me feel so much more lighter.
That's correct. Thank you. You realize there's so many memories that you never realized you were carrying, right?
Yeah. And it's such a, like an anchor coming out kind of feeling.
That's correct. Thank you so much for sharing. And, Inoshi, can you unmute and tell us how did it feel when you worked with Mahapeksha?
Namaste, doctor.
Namaste.
I was so agitated with my husband's behavior. I attended the Mahapeksha constantly. I was reacting to his all actions. I was reacting to him in a very harsh way. As soon as I understand that, I was thinking that what my reaction towards him was correct. So I was constantly doing that reaction towards his behavior. Mm-hmm. After that, I understood my behavior, how it is affecting his mind, mental happiness.
Right.
I understood that if the same thing would have done to me, the kind of reaction and the words, harsh words I am using to him, what would have been to me if somebody is doing the same to me, and how I would have felt with that kind of harsh words and reactions. That moment I felt ashamed, like this is nothing to do and I am only simply creating more trauma and more unhappiness in my family, to myself and to my atmosphere. It stopped like that.
Very good.
From that day onwards, I stopped reacting to any of his behavior. It brought so much of mental peace and happiness to myself as well as my to husband and in the whole family.
Thank you so much. That's so beautiful. Thank you for the sharing. Thank you.
Can you
share with us what is your experience of working with Mahapeksha, with your memories. Inoshi, are you there?
Ah, yes, Dr. Mahesh. Good evening. Yes, I'm here.
Good evening.
So when I started doing this, you know, there were certain emotions which would keep, you know, repeating itself, particularly, you know, the experience that you have in office when you're dealing with your subordinates. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you sort of course, when the work's not done, you become a little impatient and then you start losing your temper. And then you realize at the end of it how tiring or draining it is for you.
True.
So when I started doing the Mahopeksha, it actually helped me in two ways. One, you know, it sort of helped me introspect. Was I communicating what I wanted properly? Mm-hmm. You know, was I rechecking if they understood or not?
Right.
Second, was I providing them an opportunity to give their feedback to me if they didn't understand or they had a different suggestion? And because I was no longer angry with them or remembered what I'd done in the past, you know, that memory wasn't there.
Right.
So every time they would come, it was so much better. And then I realized it sort of made me happier, you know, working in situations sometimes which did not have the desired result which I wanted, but I was still happy just working.
Yeah, so I have a question here. So while these people never changed, they may not have changed, did your perspective of the people change?
I don't know. Let me put it like this. So suppose I know there's a certain person who won't be able to do us. It actually helped me understand who's got what strength and use them for that. So rather than expecting people to do all the work, I would identify people who could do a certain part of the work so that the work's done faster and better.
Exactly. Right. So it changes your perspective of the person. So
yes.
Right. So that's what I meant. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
See, you have proof right in front of you that this practice actually works, and it works instantly. There is no delay. There's no delay in its deliverance. You do now, you benefit now. That's the benefit of this experience. That's how powerful it is. Right now, the transformation happens. And every time you release, you don't have to go searching and you say that, I have another one. Let me just think where it is. Don't think. It'll just come to you. It'll come to you everywhere. And never, ever assume that you're done. The moment you believe that you have arrived, the mind will bring an experience, just bring all your ego crashing. You will just realize that just when you believe that now I have transformed, the mind will bring you one of the most wicked experiences and you lose it all. So be cautious all the time, be aware all the time, and just be aware, just be observing, nothing else. Just keep observing. And you will see that all these experiences will just, it's come one after another and make it a, and it's, and you will feel really upbeat and say that when you look at it from the right perspective of an observer, and you'll say that, wow, here's another one. Oh, wow, here's another one. Oh my God, I'm glad I'm just observing this person's behavior. When someone is shouting at you, you're just going to be an observer and say that, amazing. I mean, what, this person is going to feel so lighter after he's poured everything out. So you're just going to keep observing. Make it a pleasurable experience. Make it a happy experience. And all you have to do is very simple. Just keep observing. Are there any questions? Anyone here wanting to ask questions? Okay, good. So just go on practicing, just releasing all the reflections, reaction, and resound that is going to occur to you in the real world, or so it seems. So just tune in and just identify all these experiences as they come, knowing that every single moment is coming to you for resolution. So all the best to you to start working on yourself. We will end the session today. And we'll connect again next Saturday. Until then, have a beautiful week. Have a lovely weekend. And let's connect again next Saturday.